Our time now, 8:30 from FM 95.7 KQWC. On this Thursday morning, here we are, 13th day of April, and time now for the Community Corner. Well, next week will be a very special one for those involved with the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Program. It is Extension Week, and it's my pleasure to welcome two wonderful ladies and one lady that will be calling me very shortly from the Extension Service. And we have Barb Walden and Sue Schmitz. Ladies, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Pat. Good to be here.
Yes, pleasure.
Yes, we're glad to have you along. So we got a lot of great things going on with the Extension Service here in Webster City. It's been around for, oh golly, about over a century.
It has been. We've been here since 1917 here in Hamilton County.
Yeah, good 107 years, I believe, of helping out. Well, people think it's only for farmers and such, but it's not necessarily the case.
Nope, that's where we began, of course, with agriculture, but now, of course, in my job as program coordinator, I work with programs in agricultural natural resources and human sciences and community and economic development. And then, of course, we have Brenna Baumhover, who is our 4-H and youth coordinator.
At the beginning, when you both came in, I thought, I should know better because we had the 4-H week coming up in October.
That's right. So, National 4-H Week is in October, usually the first week.
Well, guess who's going to be calling me on the phone line right here? And I believe we have a very good friend here that I've kind of missed over the last few months because, well, not much going on with the farming, but I believe we have Angie Rickens on the phone line. Angie, good morning to you.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. It's been a while.
It has been. It's kind of scary that you know my phone number.
Well, I was thinking about you today because here we are, we have the dry weather that is continuing, and now we have farmers getting set to go planting here. So what do you have for us today?
Well, we have all kinds of field activities going on in north central Iowa. We have manure application, we have dry fertilizer, we have anhydrous, we have lime, we have tillage, and there are a lot of people planting, right? Our soil conditions are, in most places, exceptionally good for this time of year. It has warmed up, and with all this wind and low humidity, our soils have dried out up in those top couple of inches. And while most people, I think, were thinking at the end of last week they would hold off on planting because it was still a little wet, that has definitely changed this week. So it's a little crazy up here this week. And yeah, I'm glad to see the soil conditions are in great shape, right? We always think about, we want that soil temperature at 50 degrees and warming, which has been happening, and we want good dry conditions so we make a good furrow for that seed and we can get good roots established, because all those things have an impact on what happens all growing season long.
And, of course, we tell farmers to kind of take it easy there, Angie, because we have these dry conditions going on. We have some field fires, and now we have this red flag advisory that's carrying on for the bulk of the day today from about noon until 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I listened to the state fire marshal make comments yesterday about the concern with the red flag warnings and our low humidity and our dry conditions. Yeah, I think everybody should just hold off on burning everything. There's always people that burn road ditches and grass waterways, and they're cutting down trees and fence lines yet. Some people burn seed corn bags at the edge of the field. Probably should just hold off on that for a few more days. Maybe after this rain comes through over the weekend, that will give us some better conditions for taking care of those kinds of things.
So what you're saying is that it's okay to start planting right now because we have ideal conditions. We have temperatures in the 70s and 80s, and we should be in for some dry conditions, as I'm seeing here, for next week, temperatures to be in the 60s.
Yeah, I think, Pat, I've stopped and talked to a bunch of farmers in Hamilton County the last 3 days. I think people's concern is we're supposed to get fairly cool on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And so we really want to make sure when we put that seed in the ground, it experiences the best conditions, right? It's an expensive input cost to our farming operations. So I think a lot of people will probably plant today, and then they'll probably hold off maybe starting tomorrow, because what we really don't want is that seed imbibing cold water and experiencing cold temperatures that we're going to see this weekend. So if we can get it in the ground and it can get water imbibed to start germinating. That's a great thing, but we don't want cold water and we don't want it to experience a whole lot of cold temperatures. So I'm guessing things might slow down a little bit over the weekend. People will probably pull out of the field for a few days, and then next week looks to be about normal for temperatures, and we'll probably get back to it hot and heavy again on Monday and Tuesday of next week, depending on how much rain we get.
Yeah,
tell me how much rain we're going to get, Pat.
They're saying about a 70% chance tomorrow night and Saturday there, Angie. And maybe some more rain coming up next Wednesday. They're saying a 40% chance of some showers.
Yeah, I'm just going to say the last time we had a 70% chance, I only got 0.2 inch of rain. So it's still dry out there in some places.
That is for sure. And, of course, we have all that wind that's kicking up. Now, do you have any programs of note for farmers in the coming weeks there, Angie?
You know, I don't, basically, because they're busy. They're in the field, and this is supposed to be my quote-unquote downtime, but which it isn't, right?
There's never downtime, Angie. You know that.
No, there's never any downtime, Pat. But no, I don't have any crops or water quality programming going on until about June when we have our research farm field day. And we could talk about that more later when we get closer, because I don't even have that program pulled together. But, you know, Extension Week is coming up, and as an Extension person, yeah, I enjoy Extension Week because I take the time to go meet with some of our partners and our clients. My clients are farmers, right? And Sue always has some great activities going on. And I just want to say, because I have to run and I can't be on for the whole community corner this morning, is that I really appreciate the support of all our partners. I just appreciate the farmer support, right? I've had some great conversations with folks this week as I've been out dropping things off on farms. And just thanks to everybody for supporting your Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Service.
Indeed, right there at 311 Bank Street in Webster City for Iowa State University Extension. A great program. We celebrate that in earnest this next week. Angie, did you have anything else this morning?
I did. I just wanted to say hi to my friend Pat, and I know Sue is sitting there, and I appreciate she lining this up for all of us. And hey, everybody, take some time for yourself, right? We have plenty of time to get corn and soybeans in the ground, and let's make sure we do it the best way possible. That's all I have.
All right. Angie Kins, we'll keep in touch during this spring, summer, and into the fall season about things farmers need to know about during this very busy, busy time of year.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks,
Take
Angie.
Care, everyone.
Have a good weekend. Take care. Bye now. Angie Kins from the Iowa State University Extension Service as the field agronomist for Iowa State. Now we're back with you ladies again as we're talking all about what's going on with this next week. Who wants to do the honors?
This next week, Sue. I think it's really exciting. We have been working with a group of students from Iowa State, from the AESHM 474 class. They worked with 7 businesses here in Webster City in the fall and consulted them and gave ideas on how they can redesign their business online and the brick and mortar part, and gave recommendations on expanding their customers and improving their business. And now we're working with the spring semester group on 3 businesses, and they're taking those recommendations and suggesting a few others ways and actually implementing those changes for the businesses. So I'm so excited that we're celebrating the end of Extension Week and having an open house at these businesses on April 28th from 5 to 7. It will be a come and go event. And there's 3 locations. One is Sandy's Attic. The other is Lotus Treasures and Legacy Learning Boone River Valley. And I'm really excited that we are having a work day coming up. The students are coming up from campus. They've already met virtually and in person with each of these business owners. And now we're going to have a work day coming up and then a big celebration to celebrate all the changes.
Wonderful. That's coming up on April 28th, 2 weeks from tomorrow at these businesses. It's at Sandy's Attic, 606 2nd, Lotus Treasures, 707 2nd, and a Legacy Learning Boone River Valley with Mo Siemens and the great staff there at 719 Seneca.
Yes.
And the students will be there along with the business owners.
Yes, they will.
And, you know, it could also be a nice opportunity for young people who are interested in certain kinds of careers to come and meet some students in that field as well. marketing, that those kinds of
things? Yes. Yes, these are students from hospitality and marketing and from the design college, and I believe. And it is a great way to help local business owners. They have to be privately owned in order to participate, and gives the students real-world experience. Mm-hmm. And it would be excellent. It's a great way for there's about five to seven students in each of the groups that will be doing these projects, and it is for their grade. So
they need to do a good job.
They need to do a good job, and they want to do a good job. So,
and of course, also to hear about those valuable businesses in our community.
Yes.
And they're doing these students, they're doing it in different parts of the state, I believe, through this extension service for this open house. Is that what they're doing? These students going from place to place, not only Hamilton County, but perhaps all over the state?
I'm not sure about how much over the state they've gone, but mm-hmm. I know that they have been in Hamilton County twice. This class has come and helped in Jewell and here in Webster City, and they have traveled to Webster County and Humboldt and Pocahontas as well. So I know they've been in our region, and I know that Dr. Neem, who is a professor for that class, works with different businesses in different counties.
Wonderful. So, again, it's coming up April 28th, 5 until 7 at Sandy's Attic downtown, also at Lotus Treasures and at Legacy Learning Boone River Valley in Webster City. So hopefully
yes.
great turnout.
So come out for some great food, some great drink, and conversation. And there will be door prizes at each location.
Wonderful. So good reason to take advantage of that. This is our Community Corner for Thursday morning. Pat Powers being joined today with Sue Schmitz from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, the director here in Hamilton County, also with Barb Walden from Iowa State Extension. And you cover a number of other counties. Do you want to talk to you next year?
Sure.
We're talking all about the big crunch day coming up in a few days, aren't we?
As you know, Pat, I have spent a big chunk, probably at least 20% of my time over the last couple months, dealing with volunteer income tax assistance. We have volunteers, wonderful volunteers, in Hamilton, Wright, and also Tama counties. I work with that group as well. We have wonderful volunteers who come together to do taxes for people in our communities who have not just poverty incomes. They're people with moderate incomes where they wouldn't necessarily... It's a shame for them to have to pay for tax preparation in order to receive the tax credits mm-hmm. that they're eligible for. So obviously we're coming up on the end of tax season. Some people may be in a panic. One thing I want to remind people they may not know is that if you have a refund coming, there is no penalty for filing late. So don't panic if you don't have your taxes done. You still have time. If you're going to owe, then you need to get that filed or an extension filed. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, we, with our volunteer program, do not have any appointments left. All of our appointments are filled up. But we want to let the public know that we have another option for people who are comfortable on the computer. We have a free do-it-yourself option that's available that uses the same software that we use, but it's available for people to just do it on their own. And to get the information about that, you simply need to send an email to Central Iowa VITA. VITA is V-I-T-A. CentralIowaVITA@gmail.com. And no spaces there. CentralIowaVITA@gmail.com. And you will get a reply automatically. Do keep in mind that you might need to check your spam to see where that reply went. And
your spam folder.
Yeah, your spam folder. That's right. And that will link you to our webpage that gives you all the details that you need to know in order to do your own taxes for free. So for those of you who are up against the wall here, that's something to keep in mind. Also keep in mind that the filing deadline for this year is not April 15th as usual, but rather April 18th.
Because it is a holiday on April 17th in Massachusetts.
In D.C., I think
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, in D.C., Patriots Day. And, of course, April 15th falls on a weekend.
That's exactly right. That's why
we have this going on until April 18th.
Correct. So just an option for people to be aware of. Tell your friends if you have friends who are still behind.
Yep, have friends.
And so keep that in mind. But do know that there are no appointments left with our volunteer program at this point.
All right. Sad to say, but good program.
Absolutely. We do between the three counties. Well, in Hamilton, we generally do between 200 and 250 tax returns each year.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Sure. So we've talked all about taxes. Now, did you have something else there to add?
I do. Sue, okay. So Sue says it can still be my turn.
Okay. Well,
we
sure,
have to
why
dance
not?
Together here. I spend the majority of my time, apart from the tax season, dealing with financial education. And we have a program coming up that's online and free statewide. It's called Money Smart: Prioritizing Bills, Debt, and Credit. It's a series of three workshops starting Monday, this Monday, April 17th. excuse me. Starting Monday, April 17th, and then extending the next Monday, the 24th, and then the third Monday is May 1st. And it's being offered two times each day. So you can pick the time that fits your schedule. You can come at noon for an hour, or you can come at 6 for an hour. And you'll sign up for one or the other. You'll sign up for which time you want. But the good news is that if you one day you end up having a meeting run over or something and you can't get to the noon session, you can then come to the evening session, even though the noon session is the one you signed up for. Because it's online. There's no classroom size to limit us. So we encourage people to consider signing up for this. It focuses on just how to make smart decisions and consider the consequences as you make your careful spending decisions and choosing which, especially if you can't pay all your bills and you're choosing which bills to pay. And you want to protect your credit also in that. So people will learn a lot of basic financial information through this workshop. I am part of the teaching team for this workshop, so I'll be there online, and I'd love to have you there as well.
All right, and then one more information. Oh, go ahead.
I should tell you where to go if you'd like to sign
please do.
Up. We do have an article on the Hamilton County Extension webpage, but also there's the overall webpage for the program is extension.iastate.edu/human sciences/money-smart. So it's the Money Smart page. If you went to the Extension homepage and searched Money Smart, I think you would get there.
Or if they want more questions there,
they
can
call
you
us
at 832-9597.
That's right.
All right. So where do we go from here? We got Sue?
I know there's just so many things to talk about.
Yes.
In Hamilton County.
Fine.
We of course, we offer research-based, non-biased information. That is our core. I just wanted to say, too, that we have Master Conservationists coming up again. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful program because if you like being outdoors or just anything in conservation, it's so much fun because it's set up in a flipped classroom situation where you look at articles and look at some videos and learn about different parts of conservation from understanding Iowa's ecosystems and putting it together in the watershed is just one of the sessions. And then we go look at those conservation practices in person for each one. And we work with our wonderful local speakers. We are going to be at Briggs Woods on one evening. And, of course, our naturalist John Laird will be speaking and a few others. We always have so much fun with this program. It's so much fun. It is 7 evenings, and that can be a little daunting, but you are allowed to miss one and still become a master conservationist. There's no required volunteer hours like with our Master Gardener program, but it's just a really great learning opportunity and a way to think about how Iowa was formed and learning all the conservation practices that makes our state great.
Indeed. So that starts on May 16th, and that'll carry on every week until June 27th.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. And there is a cost for that.
There is a cost for that. It is $125. But you do get three books and a water bottle and some other things. And, of course, you will always have access to the information that is online.
Very good. That starts on May 16th. What else can we cover here today? We got Surf Save.
Yes.
May 22nd.
If anybody, Surf Save is offered and taught by our wellness specialist.
Food and health.
Food and health wellness. I
food and health specialist. I they changed not, our titles
they
recently.
Did. Yes. I have gotten those down again. But Holly Van Heel, who will teach this. Surf Safe is offered to anyone who works in a restaurant and needs that training. It is a required training for, I'm not sure how many in each restaurant, but it is an 8-hour class, and there is an exam at the end. And that will be in Hamilton County in our office at 311 Bank on May 22nd. So if anybody's looking for that.
And pre-registration is required, and it's you have to pre-register. Is it at least 2 weeks ahead, I think? 1 or 2 weeks ahead?
I believe so, in order to get the books.
Because they send the book out in advance.
Yes. Yeah.
So don't delay. If you think you're interested in that workshop, sign up now.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So that's coming up on May 22nd. Now, another big highlight of the summer here, ladies, and that is the cleanup of the Boone River. That's now scheduled
yes.
for, finally.
Usually we have chosen the first week in August.
Right.
But the river level has been so low. We've been in that drought for a few years now. So we're hoping that moving it to July, actually we moved to July 8th. So this summer, we're hoping the river level and the clarity will be right there to help us scrub that river clean a little bit and get some trash out of there.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about that as the day draw near.
We will.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll talk a little bit more about that.
And the same would go for the Fall Master Gardener. That's not until September, I see here, Sue.
It's not till September, but the sign up for that is in July.
Oh.
So, and it will run until maybe the first part of August. But remember that all our Master Gardeners are required to do 10 hours of volunteer work. So each person, including extension staff and all our volunteers, do have a background check done. And don't let that intimidate you, but it takes a little time for that background check to be done. So that's why the sign up for that is so early.
A little early. And Sue's right. Don't let the background check intimidate you. We've all been background checked. My tax volunteers are background checked. I'll tell you a story. Probably don't have a minute. When I did my background check as a staff person, which was after I'd been on board for 10, 15 years, because they didn't start doing the background checks when I was first hired, I got a call from someone on campus, an important administrator on campus. Uh-huh. And she said, I just got the results of your background check and I needed to call you. I was horrified. what happened was that she was calling to tell me, first of all, she asked me, do you drive a university car? And I said, no. She said, oh, thank goodness. She was calling to tell me my driver's license was expired. And that showed up in my background check.
Oh.
Luckily, it was only like a month and a half expired, and I was still just slightly within the window so I could get it fixed. But I had missed that. Anyway, your background check might show up something silly like that. But for the most part, it's always just a green light.
Exactly. Exactly. I've never had anybody rejected.
It's nice to know.
Yeah, but it's just one of our ways that we love working with the public, and it's just one way to keep everybody safe and being able to say our volunteers are the best.
What we do without them, we'll never know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, are they having other special daily programs this next week for the Extension Service, the Extension Week?
We are doing some social media posts,
okay.
And we're putting out some trivia questions, which are kind of fun. But we don't have a daily program.
Daily in-person event.
Right. We just the open house with the ISU students and tying that project in a bow at the end. But mainly, these trivia questions that we'll put on social media are really fun, and they will maybe hopefully we'll see how many we can stump with some of these.
I think what that means is that those of you out there who know and appreciate Extension, you can celebrate Extension Week from your own home. You don't have to come out and do anything, but you can enjoy a little bit of Extension history and trivia.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been around for a good many years, since 1917.
Yes. And most of Extension Week, too, is celebrating the work we do, but also thanking the many volunteers, because our partners and our volunteers, we wouldn't be able to do what we do.
Right.
As well, and serve as well as we do without them at all.
Very good. Now, if they want more information, they can go to your Facebook page or go to your website, or else call the Extension office at 832-9597 for all the many different things when it comes to tax preparation, things to know about money, also be a 4-H member, and so on and so forth.
Yes. There's lots of great things. And if you just Google Hamilton County Extension, we should be the first thing to pop up in your web browser. And there's a link to our Facebook page right from the home page.
Very good. Anything else for the good of the cause today, ladies?
We just thank you. Thank
Absolutely.
You for letting us come. And thank
Sure.
you to all our volunteers and our partners.
KQWC is one of those partners who we appreciate.
Yes.
Yep.
And you were such a great partner last spring when I did the farmer bags. I'm planning on doing that in the fall.
Oh, cool.
So looking forward to more. There's always something going on.
Very good. Well, ladies, thanks for joining us this morning, Sue Schmitz, along with Barb Walden. Thank you so very much, and all the best as we celebrate Extension Week next week.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. 8:57 our time at KQWC. That does it for the Community Corner. Tomorrow morning, we'll be talking with Shannon Latham. We'll talk about what's going on in the Iowa House. Now, that'll be done through our audio page on our website. So we'll have that podcast scheduled for tomorrow just after 8:30 right here on KQWC. The time now, 8:57 from KQWC.